with Action Canada National Youth Advisory Board and the Sexual Rights Initiative. We welcome the Working Group's report on girls and young women's activism and recognition that the UN is still elitist and unapproachable for many young activists, especially in the Global South. We encourage the UN to mainstream gender and youth-sensitive approaches throughout their work. As highlighted in our submission, young queer girls and women are alienated from many advocacy discussions due to intersecting forms of discrimination. We have witnessed how much weight corporations have in deciding our rights. However, state duties are to us, not corporations. We challenge governments to put girls and women, especially those from marginalized communities, at the forefront of decision-making processes by giving them profound access and meaningful representation in the decision-making of governments, the UN, and other bodies of power. Finally, states must expand support for the involvement of girls and women in sexual and reproductive health and rights. Privileged men in political systems still have outsized input on the bodily rights of others. The rise in abortion ban signals that states must make girls and women key decision makers when deciding on bodily rights in the legislative system. Thank you.